You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Welcome back. It's Dr. D the V. How are you doing today? Welcome, guys and gals. How are you all? I'm so glad that you are with me today. I got something very, very interesting for you. It's actually a question from a listener, which I think is going to be applicable to you. It's really, really a good one. We're gonna talk about this a little bit. Before I get into the question, though, I've got to tell you, so here's what I'm doing. I'm outside right now, as usual, in my outdoor studio. I'm actually walking back from taking my car in to be serviced and having a dermatological appointment. And no, nothing's wrong with me. My skin is good, but I go once a year for a skin check just to make sure everything's okay. And I'm going to highly recommend that you do this because you never know. And I recommend annual physicals as well, but going once a year and seeing a dermatologist, having a complete skin check from head to toe, from scalp to bottom of your foot or feet, is really important. About 2 years ago, she found a little discoloration on my chest that she said looked suspicious, and she wanted to biopsy it, and she did. She took it out. It was a very small little thing, like a little mole kind of. But as it turned out, it's good that she caught it. She said it was precancerous, and precancerous just means, all that means is the possibility is there. It does not mean it's like definitely going to be cancer, but the possibility is there that if left alone, it could turn into a skin cancer. So I got to totally cut out. It's gone. And so that's why I recommend going once a year and getting checked out. You never know what's there, and something that you think might be okay is maybe not okay. So I'm recommending that. But as I'm walking back, I passed a house that I used to live in years ago. I'd say maybe 15, 16 years ago. And it brought back a memory because my next door neighbor assumed something about me. This came out years later after I actually moved. She told me this, and it was really bizarre. And the moral of the story is you should I learned this a long time ago. Never assume anything. You might think you're right. You might think that what you're assuming is definitely correct. But this family made this assumption that I was some weirdo. Well, maybe they're right there. But bear with me. I was some weirdo living in a dark basement in this house. And the reason they thought that was because of my crazy travel schedule. And you know me, a lot of times I'm out of town for days or maybe even a couple weeks at a time. So at the time, this was before Yoko. This was BY, before Yoko. And I lived there alone. And I had my three cats. And what I would do, I would always keep this little light on in the basement where their food was and their litter boxes. And I had cat sitters that came in and they would feed them. But there would always be like a little light shining in the basement like 24/7. Just so they'd have some light when they went downstairs. So I know cats can probably see in the dark much better than we can, but it was just one of these things. I had a little light going on. And so picture this, I'm out of town for like a week at a time. And the whole house is totally dark, and there's this like little light burning in the basement. So my neighbors formed this like opinion. They had this assumption that that next door neighbor guy is like a weirdo. All he does is he sits in his basement with that little light on, and who knows what he's doing down there, but he's some weirdo. We got to stay away from him. And it was so funny when that came out. I think it came out actually as I was selling the house. That's what it was. And they came over and we talked, and I explained to them, no, that's not really what it was. I'm out of town a lot. I travel a lot. And it was a light for my cats. And they said, oh, you're not the weirdo that we thought you were. We thought you were just some crazy guy. So never assume. I learned this, and I used to assume things all the time. And I used to always assume when I assumed something, I was right. I was definitely right. But I'll tell you something, 90% of the time when you're assuming something about somebody else or something that happened, I'd say 90% of the time you're not right. And but you build this up in your mind that, oh no, it's definitely so, it's definitely true, but it's not. So if I can help you with that, let's start today. Never assume anything. Anything. Just don't assume. Find out the facts. Don't let the assumption worry you. Don't let it ruin your life. Because it does. It will. Don't assume. So I got this question on Facebook from a really good guy named Eric. And I'm going to, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to try to recreate the question as best as I can. It has to do with, I'll share it with you in a second. You know something? I can't recreate this question. Hang on, let me see if I can find it, because I'm not going to do it any justice by trying to recreate it. He asked it so beautiful and eloquently, so let me see if I can just pull this up on my iPhone as I'm recording with you, and I will read his question word for word, and I will answer it, because I think it's really going to help you. I really do. Eric Koh is like a really cool guy. He's the one that asked this question. He's a vegan. He's a long distance runner, ultra marathoner. He's a young guy who really, really pays a lot of attention to his life and his finances. And he's like extremely responsible, like one of the most responsible young men that I know, I think. And he asks very, very good questions. And here's what he asked me just now. He said, I've been wondering this and thought it might be a good topic for an upcoming podcast. Well, yeah, I didn't have to read that part. It is a good topic, actually, Eric. What are your thoughts on buying a new car versus driving an old car into the ground? To give some specifics, I'm very down to earth. Typically get a safe, reliable commuter car like a Civic, Elantra, Tacoma. And in the past, I've driven them an average of 9 years, well past the warranty. I currently have a 2012 Hyundai Elantra with 92,000 miles on it, and the engine warranty is up at 100,000 miles, so about 8,000 miles from now. I'm torn because I like the peace of mind of a reliable car without having to worry about major repairs, to which I cannot even do minor ones. So he asked, like, what would I do? Would I ditch that one, get another car? Would I keep it going? Oh my God, this is a no-brainer. This is a total no-brainer. What's my advice, guys? What do you think? What's my advice? What am I going to say to Eric? He's got a 2012 with 92,000 miles on it. The warranty is up at 100,000 miles. Well, I know Eric, number one, and I know the guy. I'm just going to go out on a limb and assume, even though I'm not supposed to assume, but I'm assuming this and I'm pretty sure I'm right. He takes really good care of his things. I am sure that he maintains them. I am going to bet you that if you saw his Elantra, now I haven't seen it, but I'm going to bet you if you saw this Elantra, I'm going to bet it's in really, really good condition, really good shape. And by the way, as a real quick aside, a few car tips that I've got for you before I answer his question. I've got three cars. Actually, let me share that with you later. I'm going to share with you about my three cars, why I have three, and what I do with them to keep them going forever. So remind me to share that with you just a couple seconds after I answer Eric's question. My advice to you, Eric, is to keep that car going. Do not sell it. Do not get a new car. And by the way, my feeling these days is never buy a new car. Never, never, never buy a new car. Always buy a car that is probably in the 2 to 3 year old range with low mileage on it. You can go to cars.com and find almost anything. They've got pictures, they've got the condition. You can find cars that are a couple years old that look like they are brand freaking new. So that's what I would do anyway. If I were buying a new car, I would go into cars.com and find what I wanted to. Now, Eric, I would not worry about that warranty. The warranty is going to be up in 8,000 miles, but it does not make financial sense to go out and buy another car just because it's under warranty. It doesn't make sense at all. Do the math on that. Warranties, as good as they can be when you buy a car new, they're money makers. When you buy a warranty, they're money makers for the dealer or for the car company. So don't worry about the warranty. When you're maintaining a car, normally, it's a car that's in decent condition. When you're maintaining it, Yeah, it's going to cost you every year for maintenance, but it's not, it's generally not going to be all that much, and it's not going to be nearly the cost of dishing a car that's out of warranty and buying a new car or a used car that's a couple years old. It's not even close. And by the way, people, by the way, always pay cash for your car. Another Dave secret, always pay cash, because if you cannot afford to pay cash for a car, if you want to finance it for 3, 5, 7, I think they go even higher than that now. 10 years, that's craziness. You can't afford it. I don't care if they're offering you 0% interest. I don't care. Pay cash for your car. No exceptions. And never lease a car. Never. Leasing is the biggest ripoff as far as car purchasing, financing, whatever. It's the biggest ripoff ever. When you lease a car, when you drive it away, they are the dealers, the salespeople, they're laughing as you drive away. It is a total, total ripoff. Do not ever lease a car again if you're thinking about it. Buy a car for cash. Now, you might be saying, well, all I've got is $3,000 cash. Then guess what? You're buying a $3,000 beater until you can afford something better. And you drive that beater, and you take good care of it, and you work, and you make money, and you invest. And when you can afford something better, if you want, you buy something better. Do not finance a car. Please. And you're asking, you might be asking, why is Dr. Dave, Dr. D the V, talking about financial stuff on his lifestyle show? Well, let me tell you, people. It's about lifestyle. And when you're financially strapped or stressed or in debt, do you think your lifestyle is good? Do you think you're in good health? Do you think your stress is, do you think that's helping your health? No. I've learned some things during my life to be financially responsible, and it is a game changer. When you're not stressed at all, when you put your head on your pillow at night and you're debt-free and you don't owe anybody any money and you're spending less money than you make, less money than you make, there's a sense of peace that envelops your entire body. When you put your head on your pillow and you know that bill collectors are not coming after you, even if you lose your job, because you don't have any debt. And when you don't have any debt, you're paying for food, you're paying for your heat, your air conditioning, you're paying for fuel for your car, you're paying for some insurance. But when you don't have any debt, you're not in danger of losing things like your house if you lose a job. It is a total, total game changer. Now, let me share with you about my cars, because I think it's going to help you. I have three cars. Well, between Yoko and myself, we have three cars. I'll tell you exactly what they are. I won't hold anything back. Full disclosure here. Start with the oldest one. Well, no order. I'll just start with my Volvo. I've got a 2005 Volvo XC90. 2005 means at the time of this recording, it is about, what does that make it, about 12 years old, because the 2017s, I guess, are out now. So it's a 12-year-old car. It's got 108,000 miles on it. How do I know it's got 108,000 miles? Because I just dropped it off for servicing, because I take it for regular service. If you saw this car, you would think it's maybe a couple years old. You would think it looks like it almost came off the showroom floor. Because I keep it in, I take care of it. It doesn't have crap all over the seats. The outside of it looks good. It doesn't have any dings in it. Because one of my secrets is I park very far away when I'm going shopping, grocery store, wherever it may be, appointment, offices, wherever it may be where I'm going. I park far and far and far away. Not near any other cars, because everybody likes to park so damn close. I park far away, and guess what? I walk to the door. I get my steps in. My car stays in great shape. And if you saw my car, like I said, it looks pretty dang new. It looks really good. Yoko has, it's so that's one car. Totally paid for. Totally paid for. I mean, come on, it's a 2005. Totally paid for. Don't owe a thing on it. Yoko's car. Yoko has, I think the year, I hope I get the year right. So I think it's a 2012 Jeep. What is it? It's a, I can't remember what kind of Jeep it is. It's, shoot, I want to get it right, but I'm not positive, but it's, not a high end. It's not one of those like Grand Cherokee things. I can't remember. I have to see it, but it's not a Patriot either. It's, kind of can't, oh, Compass. It's a Compass. That's right. Jeep Compass. So it's, you know, a fairly modest Jeep. 2012. She hardly ever drives. She's always home doing something at home. She's got clients that she sees all day doing her massage stuff. So she doesn't drive a lot. I think the car, even though it's a 2012, I think it's got a, or I should say truck. It's more like a truck, but I think it's got like 50, I don't know, 14 or 15,000 miles on it. That's it. A 2012. So I don't have to even tell you, she takes great care of it. It looks like it is brand spanking new. I mean, she could sell this car for new. It's got less than 15,000 miles on it. It looks great. Third car. It's, by the way, we don't owe a dime on it. It was paid for in cash. It was bought used, by the way. We bought it used. I think we bought it when it was about a 2013. So we bought it like when it was a year old. Got a great deal. Paid cash. Third car. I'm going to tell you about this one. Okay, so when I was approaching my 60th birthday, there's something I wanted. Now, I would not have done, these days I wouldn't do it. When I was approaching my 60th birthday, I wanted a Porsche. And I went out and bought a Porsche. It's a Porsche Cayman. Cute little thing. I paid cash for it, guys. It was used. Give me a break. I know, I don't need it. It's a 2007 right now. It looks brand spanking new. I mean, if you come the weekend to Awesome, if you're coming to WTA, I'll show it to you. Maybe I'll take you for a ride. It looks like it. I'm telling you something. It looks like it just came off the dealer showroom floor. It's got, I don't know, 20,000 miles on it now, something like that. I've had it for 2 years. Do I need it? No. Am I proud that I bought it? It's okay. Am I trying to become more of a minimalist? Yes. Will I probably sell it? Sorry about that truck coming by. Will I probably sell it sometime in the very near future? Yes. But let me tell you something. While I have it, this thing is sweet. It is so much fun to drive. It's a 5-speed. It's a little Porsche. It hugs the road. It goes fast. It's so much fun. But having said all that, I'm going to be talking to you more about becoming more of a minimalist. And I truly believe that when we get stuff out of our life, like you know, every time you have something like this Porsche, okay, it's a cool car, but it still requires insurance, maintenance, washing it, everything. It requires fuel. It costs money. And if something breaks down, it's a hassle. Do I need it? No. I don't need it. And I'm really trying to get rid of stuff. So the time's going to come probably sometime fairly soon where I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to sell this. Because in my quest to minimalize my life, and I'll tell you something, every time I get rid of something or things, I really feel a big difference. That it makes my life that much more simple. It really does. And by the way, we're going to be playing, I hope you get this in time, the minimalist game on my Facebook group, Supercharge Hangout. If you go to superchargehangout.com, if you're not part of that group yet, superchargehangout.com, my buddy Jason Schramm and I, we're going to be playing this game all during the month of December. I'll put a video up to explain exactly how it works. It will change your life, I promise you. I'm going to be participating as well because I found truly, 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 when you start getting rid of stuff, your life just like starts to open up and there's like a sense of peace that you just wouldn't believe. So I'm really trying to do more of this. And I've been doing it for about a year, but now I'm putting it in a high gear. And I'm really, this game is going to be, it's going to be fun. So I hope you join us. superchargehangout.com. If you're on Facebook, it'll take you right to the Facebook page. But if you're on Facebook, just do a search. You can do a search on Facebook for Supercharge Hangout. It'll show up as well. I'd like to see you there. Let's all participate. It's going to be a great, great month. We will do it. If that is, if you're listening to this. Now, look, you might be listening to this a year later because these podcasts, people listen to them forever. So I'm recording this. It's the end of 2016 now. So if it's later than that, you probably missed the game. But you can go back and probably check it anyway. It'll probably stay there forever. I'm going to leave you on that note, guys. I hope I helped you. Again, financial stuff, although some people don't want to really get involved with it. They don't want to think about it. But it's so, so important to be financially responsible. And I can help you with more. I'm not a financial planner at all by any stretch of the imagination. I know enough to be dangerous. No, actually, I know enough to do the right things in my life that have really helped me become financially, let's say, independent, stress-free, debt-free. Oh, this stuff works. It works. We'll talk about it soon later. That doesn't make sense. We'll talk about it soon later. Pardon this big truck coming by. I'm going to say goodbye to you as soon as it passes. I'm actually getting closer to my home and getting ready to end the show here, but I didn't want to do it on a note where like this big, big truck was coming by. That wouldn't be nice of me. So until next time, guys and gals, I love you. Dr. D the V. By the way, if you know my name, which is David Maddow, D-A-V-I-D-M-A-D-O-W, you can find me anywhere online. Just do a search for that name, D-A-V-I-D-M-A-D-O-W, all over Facebook, Periscope, my website, wherever you want to find me. You got me. You're not alone. I'll talk to you.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.